There is something important to note about U.S. interventionism in faraway lands. None of the people that the U.S. government is killing, maiming, or destroying is invading and trying to conquer the United States. Neither are the governments of most nations in which they are citizens. No one is invading and trying to conquer the United States. Those who are here for one thing and one thing only. Retribution. Vengeance for those loved ones killed by our intervention policies. There is something else important to note about U.S. interventionism in faraway lands. It makes us, the American people, less safe. Let's count the ways. First of all, American tourists and business people traveling abroad are now subject to angry and vengeful retaliation for the death and destruction that the U.S. government is wreaking upon those faraway lands. Yes, I am fully aware that American tourists and business people are not responsible for the death and destruction that is being inflicted by the Pentagon, the CIA, and our shadowy entities in places like Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Afghanistan, and other countries that you really don't hear much about. But the problem is that many victims of these deadly and destructive crusades were innocent families. Thus, the vengeance enacted against us does not separate private American citizens and the U.S. government. Like many Americans do, they conflate the government and the American people. Thus, when they exact revenge by killing or maiming American tourists or American business travelers abroad, say with well-placed bombs, in their minds, they are exacting revenge against the U.S. government and those who support their actions. Second, Americans here at home are now subject to angry and vengeful retaliation by those related to the victims and foreigners living in the United States who sympathize with the victims in those faraway lands. That's where the majority threat of domestic terrorism comes into play. Third, to protect against the threat of terrorist retaliation arising from U.S. interventionism abroad, the U.S. government wages a war on terrorism, which ends up destroying the freedom of American people in an attempt to keep them safe from the retaliatory threats of terrorism that their foreign interventionism brings into existence. The fact is, if a foreign government and their assets came to my country and killed my family, you're damn straight I would retaliate. The federal government wields such totalitarian-like powers as intimidation, blackmail, assassination, indefinite detention, mass security surveillance, and torture over the American people is an ongoing testament to how foreign interventionism has made Americans less safe at the hands of their own government. And for what? What's the point of all that foreign interventionism, especially given that it clearly makes us, the American people, less safe, both from terrorists seeking revenge and from the U.S. government itself? The answer is money, empire, and power. It's all one great big racket by which the U.S. national security establishment, comprised not only of official government offices, but our shadow government, defense contractors, and world bankers, maintaining their grip on the gigantic tax-funded warfare that comes with foreign interventionism. It's also about maintaining foreign colonies, puppet regimes, and foreign military bases that keep the United States as a worldwide empire. And finally, it's about maintaining power and control over the American people, destroying our freedom and security in the process. There is, in my mind, but one solution to all this deadly and destructive mayhem. One, park the damn drones. Two, bring all U.S. troops home from non-partner countries and limit the number of our troops allowed in partner countries. Three, disassemble all the invasive privatized intelligence units and the United States intelligence community. Replace it with a single agency dedicated to the defense of the United States. The intelligence community is headed by the Director of National Intelligence, known as the DNI, whose statutory leadership is exercised through the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI. There are currently 16 government intelligence agencies in the United States, and we don't need them. These varying organizations offer conflicting information, often supporting destructive decisions by our leaders, the shadow government, which influences our leaders and their special interests, which destroy our influence and security in the world community. Here's a list of the 16 intelligence entities operated by the United States government, which you and I are paying for. The organization, 16th Air Force. The organization is the 16th Air Force. The parent organization is the United States Air Force. The organization is Intelligence and Security Command. The parent organization is the U.S. Army. The organization is the Central Intelligence Agency. The parent organization is none. They're an independent agency. The organization is Coast Guard Intelligence, and naturally the parent organization is United States Coast Guard, falling under Homeland Security. The organization is the Defense Intelligence Agency. We've heard a lot about them, haven't we? The parent organization is the United States Department of Defense. The organization is Office of Intelligence and Counterintelligence. They fall under the United States Department of Energy. Another, the Office of Intelligence and Analysis. They are with the United States Department of Homeland Security. The Bureau of Intelligence and Research falls under the United States Department of State, and the Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence is an entity of the United States Department of the Treasury. Now, the Office of National Security Intelligence is the DEA. The intelligence branch of the FBI is naturally under the FBI, which is Department of Justice. Marine Corps intelligence activity is the United States Marine Corps. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency is the United States Department of Defense. National Reconnaissance Office, with whom I've worked, is the United States Department of Defense. National Security Agency, Central Security Service, is the United States Department of Defense, and the Office of Naval Intelligence is the United States Navy. And now we have a new military entity in Space Command, and we don't know exactly how that will play out. Those are 16 intelligence agencies. Each intelligence agency will supply a different analysis of what they see, allowing our leaders to pick and choose what they want. Doing that would put our nation well on the road to restoration of liberty, peace, prosperity, normality, and harmony with the people of the world. I'm Chip Tatum, and this is Southern Star.